Donald Trump not in court today. It's Wednesday. It's the day he gets off every week, apparently, and weekends. Wednesdays and weekends, he is paroled from being in the courtroom and going through this show trial for doing what? For having a non-disclosure agreement like tens of thousands that will be signed all across this country today. It's the way business is done every day by lawyers, by people that don't want things getting out. True or false, it doesn't matter. An NDA allows people to go about their business, whether they agree with something or not. They decide, is the price worth the payoff? That's what they decide. This time they've tried to weaponize it in a Frankenstein trial, frankly. Joining me is Liz Peek, Fox News contributor. Liz, good to have you back, of course.
Good morning. Happy to join you.
So you say that the Democrats are trying to destroy Trump in the courtroom, which they are, obviously, with all these counts across the country. But you said they missed one important thing along the way. Do share.
Well, look, I think it is clear that the left-wing media is rejoicing in the vision of Donald Trump humbled, humiliated, having to obey the judge's orders and commands, not being able to use his cell phone for hours on end, et cetera. We all know he's a prodigious tweeter, so that is obviously kind of reining him in. And frankly, to me, it's disgusting to watch the glee that there is in the left-wing camp over this sort of humbling of a former president, because,
sure,
as you point out, we're all still waiting to find out what the crime is here. And I hope that Trump's attorneys really make the case that none of this stuff that they're talking about, David Pecker, the head of the National Enquirer, talking about burying stories, well, that's the same as the New York Times burying the Hunter laptop story.
Of course it is.
What's the difference? The answer is that's politics.
That's right.
Both are reprehensible. In the case of the New York Times and Washington Post not being willing to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop before the election, obviously, that was a subversion, not just of
sure,
the public interest, but also, in my view, a criminal misdirection of justice, because there were things on that laptop that clearly indicated the need for a criminal trial, which now,
absolutely,
thankfully, is taking place.
Yeah.
But what I think they have sort of neglected, first of all, a good portion of the country thinks this is a political trial as it goes forward. I think that impression becomes stronger because, again, there is no crime. The jury pool may not get that. I mean, this is a New York jury pool. They hate Donald Trump, presumably.
They may not care.
But they may not care. They may just want to go out there and tell their friends that they convicted a former president for the first time and be applauded. I mean, sadly, I think human nature kicks in, and that's kind of what's going to happen most likely. But as the thing goes on and it's viewed by most of the country as a ridiculous trial, which certainly, you know, if you watch Fox News, Jonathan Turley and other Greg Jarrett and other people who are pretty good legal minds are saying there just isn't a case here. And by the way, as your listeners probably know, it was in fact not pursued by two or three different organizations, including Alvin Bragg's predecessor. So it's pretty clear that this is a flimsy case. But Trump will, I think, be able to rise above this. I mean,
I think so.
All these legal entanglements have really have helped him, not hurt him.
Yeah.
I do think this is horrible that he's off the campaign trail. But, you know, in a weird way, it's the flip of 2020, right?
Joe
Biden was in the basement. Now he's out there. Is that good news for Democrats? I don't know.
I don't think it's good news for Democrats at all. I think the Democrats have a lot bigger problems, starting on the campus of Columbia University this morning, where they've now allowed 48 hours to negotiate with people that took over your campus, broke all the rules, and have totally flaunted everything. So I think bigger problems. And you mentioned Maggie Haberman. She's one of the outspoken critics of Donald Trump at the New York Times, of course, and how she's gleeful of everything that's going on. But I don't think voters in Michigan or Wisconsin or Georgia or Nevada or any other critical swing states pay any attention to the New York Times. Their distribution, their influence is not what it was 5 years ago or probably 5 minutes ago, Liz, to be fair.
Well, and for good reason, because
right,
they are not a news organization. They're an opinion organization. Occasionally they do run pieces, frankly, that are helpful to me because they have facts that don't show up elsewhere. But they're not about Donald Trump. I can guarantee you that. And everything they do now, every single article, even in the fashion section, even in the food section, has to do with demeaning Donald Trump. I mean, it's a pretty astonishing full court press because they're scared. I mean, you know, I think that the left wing supporters of Joe Biden have this sense that the hourglass is running out. By the way, I think the Biden White House shares that anxiety, which is why they're passing new rules and regulations and really absurd things like getting rid of non-compete clauses. The FDA is, I mean, the FEC is totally on a is totally on a power trip here. It's frantic. Part of it's to win votes. Part of it, I think, is because they're pretty sure they may not win in November.
Well, exactly right. You know, and I look here, as I often do when I'm having conversations like this, when I glance down at the Real Clear Politics average and say, well, Donald Trump's lead in the battleground states increased over the last couple of days. I don't pay attention every day, but enough to say, oh, look, the trend line is not to Joe Biden. It is to Donald Trump to win this thing, whether he's in a courtroom or not, because most Americans have a sense of fair play. They think this smells to the rooftop. I'll give you 20 seconds
Which
for the last
does.
Word. It does.
No, I think that's totally true. And I just, you know, it would really be nice to see one news organization come out and basically say this case is baloney. Other than the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, because it is. I mean, this isn't a right-wing talking point. It is a frat. When the thing was posted initially, the New York Times called it creative. It's more than creative. It's ridiculous. And the fact that the Department of Justice sent one of their top litigators to try this case kind of tells you that Joe Biden's fingerprints are all over it, which I believe.
Turley called it a Frankenstein case. I think Jonathan Turley calling it a Frankenstein case was exactly right, raising this from the dead and that from the dead to create a case that didn't really exist. Liz Peek, I have to leave it right there. Great as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. There you have it. Liz Peek from Fox. She's always great. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9444.